All right, guys, I got the recorder running. Reg, do help me out with parliamentary procedure as I screw it up one by one. But in any case, let's do call this meeting to order, please. And let's start with a moment of silence, please. All right, thanks. If we may get going, may I have everybody review the agenda, and I would ask for a motion on the agenda when you reviewed it, please. Hi, Katie.
Hey, Raji.
How you doing? Can we, is just so I know, because it's different than the meeting, I'll on how this looks. So whoever's present in the room, is it just Katie, Kevin, and Heather. Is that who's in the room?
I'm here too, Reggie. Blair,
okay.
And we have two visitors in the room.
Okay.
Do we have Mr. Taylor and Mr. Hughes in the room tonight? I guess those are no.
Say that again, Ryan.
Do we have Mr. Taylor or Mr. Hughes? I saw that Mr. Hughes was not supposed to be here, but do we have Mr. Taylor in the room? Okay.
Okay. Hi. All right. So, Ryan, I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Okay. Thank you for that. Reggie helped me out on parliamentary here, but do we need to scratch Taylor or Hughes? Obviously, I can fill in my name as having running the meeting, and I've looked through it. Those would be the differences. Or is anything need to be done in relation to that, with scratching those agenda items? No.
I don't see anything.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Heather. A second on.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on the agenda? And any all in favor, say aye for the agenda, please. Thank you, everybody. Hi, George. And any opposed or abstentions on the agenda? Okay.
Ryan, the only thing I want to bring to your attention, I guess Mr. Taylor's not going to be here.
He showed up. He's there now. Oh, Taylor, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Taylor.
Yes, Mr. Hughes will not be here tonight. I had to reschedule him.
Okay, I did know that.
Just so you know.
And I was just curious if Mr. Taylor was in the room, and it sounds like that's a no.
Correct.
Okay, thanks, guys. Let's move on then. The next would be the secretary's report, which would be the minutes. Please take a moment, if you haven't, to review the minutes and a motion when it's appropriate, please.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as.
Thank you. Second on the minutes, one appropriate.
Second.
Okay, thanks. So motion to approve the minutes. All in favor, would you say aye, please?
Aye.
Thank you, everybody. Any opposed? Okay, we will approve the minutes. We have no one commenting in the public comment period. Is that correct?
Still good?
Yep.
All right. Nope,
no,
we're good.
Okay. Ron does not appear to be with us. However, he did send out the bank statements. So have a look at those if you would, please, and make a motion when it's appropriate. I know I've already looked at them once today, but I'm going to review it real quickly. And there's really nothing interesting in there that stood out to me.
Ryan, I'll motion to approve.
All right, thank you.
Second,
thank you. Any discussion on that? Maybe that comes first, I don't know. In any case, all in favor of approving the treasurer's report, say aye, please. Any objections? All right, thank you. Next is principal's report. Take it away, Blair, please. I've read it, but to the extent that your room wants you to take it away, take it away.
Okay, so I obviously want the documents. I uploaded. As of today, we're at 281 applicants. Our current school count is 450. You saw there's some resignations, some appointments. Ms. Kubota accepted the job of supervisor of curriculum instruction today, so she is replacing Ms. Rubamera.
What title are you using, Blair? Would you tell me again?
Supervisor of curriculum instruction.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. You can see there's some events, past and future events. We have a lot of ROTC camps going on this summer. The ones that are on campus are past, so we have some people in Massachusetts right now. Colonel is taking some kids to Virginia next week. We have one kid, possibly two kids going to Texas. So we're kind of all over the place this summer. We get kids back on campus on August 4th. In the miscellaneous, I have attached their strategic plan that the teachers have been working on. I do have a hard copy if any of the board members would like to see it. That's something that we worked on back in April, and then we worked on again at the end of the school year. And it covered a lot of different things from academic excellence and how to improve our academics, to mental health, to facilities and things like that. I am working on putting together a golf outing as a school fundraiser. Hopefully, I talked to one golf course, possibly October 20th would be that tentative date. You know, I put together a list of sponsors, so I'm going to try to get, obviously, sponsors to do foursomes, people to play, and then obviously sponsors for holes and gifts and giveaways and things like that. So that's something else that we're working on this summer. Any questions about the principal's report?
Blair, it's Ryan. Could you, the strat plan is obviously nothing that needs action in this meeting, but I don't think I had an opportunity to see it anywhere. Where would I have seen that?
On the board documents.
Within his report?
Yeah.
I probably did see that then. I'm probably, yeah, because I did read that ahead.
Yeah, so if you go to the principal's report down under miscellaneous strategic plan, then you can just click on it there.
Okay. You know what? I did not click on that, so my bad on that one. I'll take a look after.
And I mean, if you look at it, it goes all the way out to FY29. We really focused on FY24 and FY25 because it's the next 2 years.
Okay.
Obviously, this is a continued work in progress. But, you know, all the teachers, the majority of the teachers worked on it. So, you know, they're buying their thoughts of where they want to see the school go.
Okay. And I did also take note of all the resignations, and, you know, the question just came to my mind, how are you looking for staffing? Are you comfortable where you are?
So we interviewed for some of the positions. We've offered some jobs to some teachers. You know, we have Ms. Carlisle is taking over our guidance counselor, so we need to fill her position as the English teacher. We have filled 3 math teachers. We're still looking for one more. We did interview and offer a position. I just have not heard back yet. Ms. Kubota obviously moved over, and we still need to hire English and special education. So
okay.
We have a couple still out there.
Can you tell me, was it Ms. Reed, Mrs. Reed that addressed us last summer? The name sounds familiar.
I'm not sure. I wouldn't have been here.
Katie, was that? I'm trying to remember the name. In the summertime, we had a resignation. Do you remember what name that was?
Sorry, this summer?
This past summer. This was the summer of 22. We had a teacher that addressed the board in public comment period. Do you remember?
Yeah, you're talking about Andrea Cook.
Okay. All right. That's
she
cool.
She was coming back months later. Thanks, just to explain.
Okay.
Hey, Ryan?
Yes.
I did want to call out, I know it was in the report, but I do want to give kudos to the strategic plan that Blair and the team have been working on. I think they've chunked it down into like four different kind of categories, dealing with academics and company, like corporate, or sorry, that's my brain, my side of life, like organizational culture, all these different pieces. So, and I think it does a really good job of laying out some goals when it comes to like new pathways and AP classes, a huge focus on mental health and trying to get more resources, college prep, also in like getting more introduction with eighth graders on charter school days. And I think really getting out there and connecting with the community, talking about like grants for paving or a project. There's a lot. It really goes into really good detail, and I think y'all are going to be busy next year. But I love that there's attainable goals in here, and I think that it is very specific, and they then broke down within the big groups, even smaller groups. So I think that's what helps it make it easier to, you know, one bite at the elephant at a time. So I think we're on a really, really good path. I love that the teachers have buy into this and got to have a say into it. So I think it's going to be a really great start, and now it's downpouring, but I did want to give kudos to the work that you guys have been doing on this.
Thanks for bringing those comments up, because honestly, I very much regret that I did not see that hot link and click on it. I wish I had seen that before this meeting. I will go back and look shortly after, but thank you for that, Heather.
Hey, Blair, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris.
It seems like an awful lot of resignations. How's the colonel going to be set with losing two of our instructors there for the fall?
So Miss Kinzer is moving over to take, I believe, the sophomores. We do have, and I don't remember what rank he is, so I apologize. We do have a gentleman coming in next Wednesday to meet with Colonel's staff. He just got out of the Marine Corps, just retired, to see if he wants to come on board. We did hire Captain Stauffer in April, or beginning of May, end of April, with knowing that we were going to lose one or lose two. So that is a new position on board. So.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I'm just taking a look at the principal's report real quick. I think another thing that caught my attention was that the count was going up. Is that not my mistake? I mean, 450 sounds good, right? That's trending in the right direction.
So I would tell you, we are above where we were in last year's applications. The current count is it's actually 456. There are six seniors that are taking summer school classes and hope to graduate, so they weren't included in that. And then we're gonna lose about 12 kids off as of right now that have put their intent in to not return. So really, but they're still in our system, so I didn't include them. So we're about 438. We do have five new cadet meetings tomorrow and some scheduled for next week. So we still have kids coming to us. We had three yesterday that have not been put in the system yet, so that number is still going to increase.
Okay, cool. I'm good, guys. Anything more? Principals or comms report?
I'll make a motion. We accept the principal's report.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on the principal? I guess discussion's been done. How about if you're the motion's been made, if you're in favor, say aye, please.
Aye.
Okay. Any objections to the principal's report? Okay, that's accepted. Committee reports. Strategic planning. Heather, you made some good comments there. Do you have anything else to throw in?
No. I'll reach out to Blair to see if there's anything that I can do from the board level to help as they work to implement this, but they have taken it much further than I could do by myself. So I will just
Okay, I think that when I do go look at the work that they've done, that I think the board needs to work together to take a good hard look at that and, you know, confirm that we support exactly what they're doing, and then work on how we empower them. That's probably, in my opinion, one of the things that we need to do better, actually, if I may say so. So I think it's time that we dig in on that and maybe bring that up in meetings in the very short term. Give my comments on that.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing more then?
Nothing more.
Okay. It's up to me in relation to marketing and communications. I told George last month that I would be starting to lean on him. I really do feel like George has a fantastic background in that. I feel like until we complete the work that we started a year ago and lay out even a gross strategic plan, like I've looked on some other schools, they're fairly broad, but I feel like until we have done that, that we can't all pull in the same direction. So like I commented when Heather spoke there, I do think that's something that's in the short term for us. Once we lay that out, I think I'm holding this position of marketing and don't have any real background here, I would like to lean on George for that. Let me move to the communication side. I continue to at least monthly have work to do with the DOE and continuing to do that to set us up for renewal. So there was a learning curve when Leslie left. I picked up some pieces there that I didn't know about, but I'm on track for keeping the DOE informed of the things that we're obligated to keep them informed of. I'm not doing a whole lot more than that. There really seems to be no reason to, but that's what I would bring to this meeting. And I'm looking ahead. I think board governance might be a better place to put it, but I'll make the comment now that if you haven't done the financial, what's it called? Financial responsibility training and or the board governance training and or updated it, it's very much time to get on board with that, and that will play into the communication section because I'll have to make sure that everyone's got that done as we go toward renewal. So those would be my two comments in relations to marketing and communications. Okay, anyone comments or feedback in this direction?
Yeah.
Okay. This finance and treasurer, this the web report, which was put out. I guess I saw that in Blair's communication, but we do have to approve a web report, and I guess Reggie indicated that we would approve the principal's report, but I think we should probably take a separate one if you haven't done so approve the web report. So may I get a motion on that when everyone has had an opportunity to review it, or assuming everyone has.
You want me to go over the finances?
If you want to give us a brief, I don't think it would hurt.
So a couple of documents. You got three documents that I attached. FY23 budget, preliminary FY24 budget, the budget narrative. The FY23 budget is as of May 31st. The budget is now, the finances are now closed for the fiscal year. We stopped paying any bills as of last Thursday for this fiscal year. So I can tell you that as of Thursday, or as of today really, we are about $1.3 million carryover. So we're expected to be at 1.2. This morning we're at 1.288, and then she had another $20,000 in the seat, so we'll be right at $1.3 million carryover next school year. With that, we talked about moving some money over to contingency. So if you look at the contingency fund for FY23, it was $489,000, because we had such a large carryover for FY24. We're going to move $200,000 into that contingency fund to continue to build it up for whenever we need it, whether it's capital improvements or we need it for something else. With that $1.3 million, we will meet 75 days cash.
That's a fantastic recovery, by the way.
And you'll see. see if you compare FY23 and FY24 that because of all the coding issues that we've ran into this year that Debbie has done a fabulous job fixing, when you look at the budget line and items for FY24, they have been now adjusted to meet what FY23 budget looked like. So.
Okay, I'm good with all that. Thanks for the review. And as it regards the web report, I think we should have a motion and a vote on that, please.
Yep, I'll make a motion to accept the web report as presented.
I get a second on that?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on the web report? If not, all in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
Thank you. Any objections? All right. Call that item closed. That will cover finance treasurer. We move on to academic.
Get extra credits.
And it can be something that maybe they can report back on.
Well,
Hey, Polly, you just send the sheet for their rating or so to say, and you just fill in the comments.
Well, I came up with the idea because one of my friends, her daughter goes to a private school where that's the norm, where it's actually, theirs, it's like 2-week to 4-week internships so that everyone gets to feel out different career pathways. But I could see it being a year long would be.
Oh, yeah, well, they'd get paid.
They don't get paid.
Right.
These are also middle school kids. Like, they're not legally allowed to work. So it's just like.
Question for Blair and Katie as to whether the word internship implies academic credits. That's just a curiosity of mine.
What we have to talk about is how, like, would it be able to be academic? And obviously, if it was academic, they wouldn't be able to get paid. Are there options? Like, some businesses opt to do, well, you either do it as academic or get paid. And then that could be, I could see that as an incentive for some. Some kids could opt paid full year just with you and your business, or some kids like, well, I want to just do a lot of different things and then have it unpaid. But then again, that could lead to a paid position right out of high school.
It could, and it could help with GPAs.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I mean, you could have a whole separate like field work type program.
Absolutely.
So it's one path is internships and the other path is field work. Field work, they can get paid. Internship, you get credits, and it can certainly help. If they are college-minded, then I would, like, they might want the internships to keep that boosted GPA.
Right.
Yeah. Reggie's got a comment.
Yeah, if you're going to move forward with that, Katie, you may want to get up with whoever does it at Polytech. I was on the advisory committee for the masonry program there for years, and there's actually a lot of rules and regulations about it. You got to be careful with some of the things. We ran into problems with it because they're under 18. What they could do, what they couldn't do, and so forth and so on. But I'm just saying, Polytech's very versed in it because they do it all the time for all their programs. So that might be a good place to make a contact. I know we used to have a big contact there, but I don't know if we do right now. But there's a lot to that, actually. I don't know if you've had the experience with the high school kids coming out on co-op versus internship, which is kind of the same thing.
Polytech is mostly the co-op, and I'm on the advisory committee there as well for the carpentry class. So if you're right, there are some rules and stuff, but every single student I've got, they're under 18, they've been fine. I mean, what we do is that full workload, so they can support anybody else.
Okay. All right, I will look into Polytech. If, again, we haven't even...
That would be awesome.
When we were all meeting, we weren't necessarily meeting with the leadership team, so we obviously have to... And this isn't for next year. It would be for, like, setting it up for maybe in 2 years.
Okay, thanks. And I'm just going to reiterate that I think that this is the strategic plan and your portion of it is very consistent with what are very, it adds to some of the problems that I think that we've had this past year in terms of vision. So thanks for that. Are you done, Katie? I'll come and get some dual from you, Katie, because I tried to put something in and I tried to follow the instructions and it was a failure. So I'm gonna do it in person.
Okay.
Let's move on to Reg when we're ready to, please.
Yeah, I really have nothing for you guys this week. I apologize. I told you I was gonna have the bylaws to you before this meeting. Some things come up I had to take some time and attention to. I have what is going to be recommended to the board for the new bylaws. It's all done. It's just a matter of putting it to paper and reformatting. I just did not get to it. Again, I apologize. I had some other things I had to address. So I hope to have it out here very shortly. And at the same time, while I'm making this comment, I will also comment that Mr. Hughes was going to be there tonight, the Vice President of Business Banking. I didn't realize when I scheduled him that I was not going to be there. And I actually suggested he, you know, postpone. He told me he'd come. He said, I'm used to talking to people. Being thrown in the middle of a group, I don't even know anybody. But I asked him to just, I just put, I don't think we're in any urgent hurry on it. But I do think we need to hear what he has to say. So I'll reschedule him for one of our very next meetings as soon as I can. And that's all I have on for board governance.
Okay, thanks, Reg. Kevin, on to you, please.
Okay, I didn't upload these files. I did print them out on paper. But the first thing I looked up was for some of the netting for the backstop that's going to go at the end of the field by the road. Because what's there now is it's not even 11. I think it's probably considered a 10-foot. Mesh, I recommend it, taking it to 14 feet because we're still getting a lot of balls and stuff going out into the road. But so they're just under $3,000 for 65 feet of it. So that's the post, the netting, you know, everything but the concrete to set the post in. We would need two sets of that. So we would have 130 feet of netting across, which is a little bit wider than what's there now. And then you add the shipping and everything, it'd be about $6,600 change it all. And the posts are black, so they would, the ones that are now are galvanized, so blend in better. The netting's black, it would look nice. And we would try to have a work day here. The equipment we need, I would just bring up, and if we can get volunteers, we can knock it right out. So we can do it today if we had enough people to do it. So.
Do you have the, sorry, this might be a different question, but do we have like specialized equipment?
Scissor lift and stuff, that's the stuff
oh,
to bring
you,
up.
Oh, you have?
Because he's working up to the top of the post, hooking everything. Then the second item on my list, I did not get a hold of Chuck Taylor yet, but I will this week to meet him up here at the church. And that was it.
Sounds good. Thanks. I, you guys.
Oh, I'm calm now.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good. When I was at the school, I thought that the netting was going to make a lot of sense when I looked at what was there, because I think we talked about fence, but the number doesn't shock me, and that's for someone else to deal with. But I don't know. That seems like a reasonable solution.
Fencing would probably, it would be at least double.
And I don't think it would look right. I think what's there is not all that imposing, so it's not that bad.
Because once you go over 10 feet with fencing, it's a whole different thing. Up to 10 feet, you can stay with a standard type fencing, but after that, there's the big poles, the heavy mesh. I mean, it just triples in price.
Okay, cool. That sounds pretty good to me, actually, but that's for later.
Hey Kevin, what's the life expectancy of the?
I mean, I think the one we have up now has been 6 years-ish or so, 5 years it's been up probably, and I mean, does it stay up all year, Blair? We take
it used to come down. Larry used to take down in the wintertime.
I mean, I would recommend taking it down when not in use. It'll extend it, but you know, we should. Just from the mesh end, because you can replace that without with the poles. So if we got 5, 6 years, 7 years out of it, that'd be great.
All right. Thank you.
So do we, how do we move forward with this now? What's the process now?
Find out.
Do we find out if it's in the budget or?
Depends where the funding's going to come from.
Right.
Okay. So do we put this?
Blair will let us know when I guess the finding or the funding part will be available. Then when it is, we can set up use a school card. I guess you can just order it from that. expected ship date. We'll put a group of people together for a Saturday or something.
Do we need like the board to approve that we are okay with this project, or can we just go forward?
Probably it's coming out of the general account, I would assume. So I don't know.
If the school's going to pay for it, I mean, the only thing the board needs to approve would be the aesthetics of it.
Okay.
Because they didn't want the fence. So, if they, you know, if they approve that they don't mind the 14-foot net and thing being there, then we, you know, you can approve that. I mean, the school, it would come out of the school's account.
And that's why I put the picture, and it doesn't mm-hmm. look bad. It's a nice mm-hmm. looking thing. So, I think one which Debbie's got to work. So.
Okay.
That's a good question. So Heather, I was going to say, do we want to make a motion in that regard, or do we want to see, like, I mean, to have a mock-up or an artist impression doesn't hardly even make sense. That's why I was commenting when I drove by that I thought it was really not a player at all having that net there. I didn't think it was obtrusive. So I guess my question goes along with you, Heather. I don't know the answer. Do we want to make a motion that the board approves this?
Yeah, I think we just move forward, make a motion, approve it, and get it moving. If not, we're going to be, you know, 3 months out again.
That's a fantastic idea. We can always undo that motion, yes. I mean, if we change our minds, but I think it's, I don't know, it seems reasonable to me.
And I think the second part of it is, I don't remember, I didn't hear what Kevin said on the cost, but if it's under the amount that we don't need to approve the amount, that Blair can approve it on his own there, then I don't see any issue at all.
$6,500, Reggie.
Right, and isn't it up to like, is it up 10 grand or something you can do without board approval, or 20? I forget what it is.
It's more than that. It's more on aesthetics. We just got to make sure that everybody's on board.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it'll look fine.
Yeah.
I'm good with it.
Yeah, Kevin was able to hand out a picture of it, so we're able to see sort of what it looks like. And it's just kind of looks like a fancier version of what we have now, and it would be taller.
I'll go ahead and make the motion that we move forward with what Kevin brought up on that netting to be purchased and installed.
All right, I'll work on that. Nothing will get ordered. There's no finances can take place until January 10th because of the end of the budget. So.
Okay, second to Reggie's motion.
And that's July 10th?
January?
Second.
July 10th.
Oh, I did get a second in there. Thank you. Any opposed to this motion? Okay, all in favor for the motion, say aye, please.
Aye.
All right, once again, thank you all. And thank you, Kevin, for the time you spend and the work you do there. Appreciate it. Organizational issues I'll tackle. Background status. If anyone knows what the validity period of a background status is, can I hear it? Does anyone know that? Blair, would you happen to know that?
Background check?
Yeah, the fingerprints. How long are they good for?
As long as you draw the board.
Okay, good enough. Then I think that there were some people that went about doing, I think maybe George and Kidner went together to get them. I don't know, but it's on the agenda here, so get your background, get your fingerprints done.
Yeah. Part of the renewal, I met with Scott last week. And I gave him the part that the board has to complete for the renewal process. And that is one of them, to make sure all the board members have their training, to make sure the bylaws and the governance is all up to date. So I gave that to Scott, so hopefully he shares that with the board, and that way you guys can work on that for the renewal process.
Okay, as it relates to the training that has to be done via PDMS, I know a lot of people really struggle with it, but now that Katie Kubota's back, I bypassed all that back around January, and she went direct on that. It was really easy. So since now she's back, if you haven't had luck getting onto those websites, just call Katie. Would be my recommendation.
And who was that, Ryan?
Katie Kubota, who is back from a maternity leave. She can take care of you.
All right, because I didn't get mine done because
you were arm wrestling with the whole thing.
Yeah, it was had issues because I had an account with the state from my business, and then they gave us a new Google account, and then it just kept going back.
Okay.
So I gave up on it. I'll get up with her this week.
Yeah, she took care of me fast back 6 months ago. There's a item on here, DOE audit for June of 23. Blair, can you address that at all? I don't know where to go with that.
It's not, we don't, the DOE, they do it, they don't come to school and audit us. They just do it from DOE.
Okay.
So nothing there. Barbicane audit is scheduled for August 19th, like middle of August, they're coming to do our audit. And they promised us they have all the documents back to us by the October 2nd renewal date.
Okay, cool, thanks. I would not be in a position to comment anything about the charter, Blair. That's back to you. Anything this? I'm just looking at the next agenda item here, the charter approved and the renewal. There's nothing to add.
Renewal process?
Yes.
So that application has been started. We have been working on it. We turned all of our curriculum over to DOE June 18th, I believe it was, or June 16th. We turned it over to DOE for submission. We will hear back at the middle of July, I think it's July 20th. They give us that back with comments on it, and we can resubmit it at the beginning of August for a second early submission period with all the corrections, get that back, and then have the official turn in on August 2nd with the rest of our application. So the application has been started. Like I said, the curriculum has been submitted to DOE.
Okay, great. Are you asking the board for any help on anything that's outstanding at this time?
No, just the board's part of that renewal that, like I said, Scott has, and hopefully he shares with you guys.
Okay. Copy, Blair. Thanks. We're up to closing remarks. Anything that I would be interested in saying, I've already said, and it largely relates to our obligation to find our roles and help pull along with the staff. That's the one thing I would say. Does anyone else have any comments in this open period as it regards our activities?
So if you don't mind, I'm gonna share one more thing with you guys. I didn't, so in the past, I don't know, let me get my computer here first, and then I'll bring it up as a... One of the things that I've been working on the past 2 weeks, along with one of our administrative assistants, is updating our webpage. I think both the school's webpage and the board's webpage are both a little bit outdated.
Agree. So on my end.
We had a contest earlier in the school year with our cadets about making a kind of a video of why First Aid Military Academy. This is the winning was the winning video that was submitted. The Times pretty good, Katie Ford. So kind of talks about why she chose FSMA, the good things here about that. Obviously graduation photos have been updated. But if you let's see here, one of the other things that I worked on last week that we put on here is in terms of academics. So kind of a curriculum map of, you know, what 9th graders would take, what 10th graders would take, 11th and 12th, and then everything in bold is either our honors or our AP courses. So put that together, and then we updated the curriculum of all the classes that we offer here at First Aid Military Academy. So updated that. So parents, when they look at the webpage, they can see, you know, what our academics are, AP classes, honors classes, and what they would expect to take each year here. So.
Okay. Appreciate it. I got in touch with Kristen and Lara. I primarily need pictures for updating the board and maybe a few documents to throw in, but I'll work on that. I'll put myself on the hook for that one. Anything else, guys? We're up to paragraph 9. You know what that means?
I make the motions we adjourn.
Wait, no. Anyone wish to second that motion?
Second. Kevin did.
Okay, great. Thank you. So any discussion on the adjournment? I'll say no unless I hear someone. And we'll say all in favor of adjournment. Say aye, please.
Aye.
All right. Thank you all. Appreciate you. I wish I had been through the strat plan, but I got everything else done. I think it's fantastic the way we do this a little bit more streamlined. So I'm out. I'll close it on down. Guys, have a nice night.
All right.
Congratulations, Bob. And you ran a well meeting.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, guys. Appreciate your help.
That was really good, Brian.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good night. Appreciate it.
Yeah.